Might help if my mic was on. All right. So a couple of weeks ago, when Scott Pruitt resigned, we had a long conversation about environmental health and environmental protection. And I had a caller call in to talk about the health of the Bay and make all sorts of accusations that Scott Pruitt was causing the Bay's health to decline. And one of the things that I talked about the Bay health, because remember, guys, I lived on the Eastern Shore for a decade. And I loved the time that I spent on the Eastern Shore. It hurt me to move away from Queen Anne's County. I love it out there. Love it out there still. Have good friends out there on the shore. But you know, living out on the shore, you spend a fair amount of time on the bay, and you talk to folks about the health of the bay. And one of the big issues that comes up and has long come up is the Conowingo Dam. Now, for those of you who don't know, I'm going to set the stage for you because this is important to understand. So the Bay, obviously, there are a number of rivers that tribute water, that are tributaries, contribute water to the Bay itself. But one of the primary contributors to the Bay is the Susquehanna River. Up there, you know, you go across the Millard Tidings Bridge up there on 95, you're going across the Susquehanna River, you know, Port Deposit's up there, Northeast is up there, and a whole bunch of different towns are up there. Havre de Grace, they're all right up there. And stretching across the Susquehanna River at the entrance to the bay is the Conowingo Dam. Now, you know, when there are significant rain events, this dam gets open. And actually, let's actually start here with this idea, which is, what does a dam do? Why do we have a dam? Well, you have a dam to control water and the flow of water, but downstream. And you also have it because you want to control what gets dumped from a river into, the downstream areas. And over time, what happens is silt and sediment builds up behind the dam. And this is exactly what has happened at the Conowingo. And I want to get the specifics. We're going to have a couple of guests on talking about this today. Somebody from the Clean Chesapeake Coalition, as well as somebody from the Delmarva Fisheries Association, talking about this. But the problem is that so much sediment has built up behind the Conowingo Dam that when you have one of these significant rain events, the dam can't control it the way that it used to. Water comes over, or they open it up, and a bunch of this garbage gets released into the bay. I was doing the math. I won't get into the sort of the flow of water, but they're estimating that about 2 million tons of sediment are going to be dumped into the bay. Because the Conowingo Dam can't handle the flow of water. So 2 million tons are going to get dumped in. This means, when you do the math, that about 42,000 tons of nitrogen and 3,400 tons of phosphorus are going to be released into the bay. Now, these are the primary sort of pollutants that we're always talking about in terms of bay health, nitrogen and phosphorus. Because they have such a great impact, and then the dirt itself, obviously, the sediment itself has major impacts on oyster beds and seagrasses and all sorts of marine life there. And I want to go back because this is not something that has just sprung up. Our own Robert Lang, 6 years ago, did a story on the Conowingo Dam. It's 2012. This is the story from 2012. This is what Robert Lang had to say about the opening of the floodgates of the dam.
I mean, one of the floodgates is opening along the Conowingo Dam. You can see those flashing red lights on the island that is warning boaters along here that more water is going to be coming over the dam.
And so we've known that. So this is when they were sort of releasing it, and they were talking about the problems that this would cause. And you had a waterman by the name of Donald Pierce talking about the impact that the release of this water has on the bay health. Here's what Donald Pierce had to say.
If this happens again, I'm going to be out of business. My grandchildren, my children, Everybody's going to be affected. My employees. A crab pot today costs almost $50 to put in the water. If we have one more of these, or maybe even it's this one, there'll be very few more crab pots bought by Don Pierce, because I can't afford to do this job. Because sediment, pollution, every person in this watershed, the whole bay, needs to get on board and help save her, because if we don't save her, our grandchildren will have no place to play.
And one of my great problems and concerns, always in public policy, is sort of misplaced blame and people who want to appear to be doing something when they are in fact not focusing on the real problem. Folks who want to focus on farmers on the lower part of both shores, both the eastern and western shore, wanting to talk about these things. And yet nobody wants to talk about the dam. And I know Adam from Baltimore says, please stop with all the dam jokes. I appreciate that, Adam. Yes, we all watched Vegas Vacation one too many times. But 6 years ago, 6 years ago in 2012, this is Dr. Beth McGee talking about this problem.
There is no doubt that there is a problem with the sediments behind the dam, and we need to address that. In fact, there's a study going on right now to look at what some of the options are. But to use that as an excuse to not implement the cleanup plans that Maryland has developed, we think is, as I said, is a complete distraction.
So we are going to get into this when we come back. We're going to talk to two folks, somebody from the Clean Chesapeake Coalition, and we're going to talk to someone who makes his living out on the water, Captain Rob Newbury, about the problems with the Conowingo Dam. We have to get a handle on this. Now, there is a, I will say this in the interest of full disclosure, there is a pilot program that was supposed to go into a place that was supposed to dredge a certain amount of sediment from behind the Conowingo Dam. We're going to get a sense as to where that is. You want to improve the health of the bay? Fix the problem at the Conowingo Dam. We'll be hearing more about this in the next few moments. I'm Andrew Langer, sitting in for Brett Hollander here on WBAL News Radio 1090. I am Andrew Langer, sitting in for Brett Hollander until 4. And when this big rain event happened, I knew that this was going to this that we were going to start seeing sediment being released into the bay, and I knew what kind of a problem that is. Wanted to talk to somebody who's a legit expert in all of this. His name is Chip McLeod. He's an attorney for the Clean Chesapeake Coalition. Everybody said I needed to talk to him. I mean, Chip, you know, this issue of you know, these tens of thousands of pounds of nitrogen going into the bay, actually thousands of pounds of phosphorus, yet everybody wants to focus on the Eastern Shores farmers. What gives here?
Well, Andrew, first, thank you for having me, and secondly, thank you for bringing attention to this issue. And let me say, just before I forget, you just played a clip of a representative of a very large environmental organization that has carried the mantle of saving the bay for almost 50 years. And after that quip, what they actually issued a press release saying the Conowingo Dam was a red herring. And,
Hold on. Time out for a second. Let me. So you're talking about this clip that we just played from Beth McGee. Let's listen to that clip. Hold on, Chip. Let's listen to that clip one more time, and I want you to hear what she had to say.
There is no doubt that there is a problem with the sediments behind the dam, and we need to address that. In fact, there's a study going on right now to look at what some of the options are. But to use that as an excuse to not implement the cleanup plans that Maryland has developed, we think is, as I said, is a complete distraction.
So that's from 6 years ago, and Chip McCloud, attorney for the Clean Chesapeake Coalition, you're telling me that they went and recanted on that?
No. If you go to their website today and in their search bar, type in red herring, and the first thing that pops up is a press release that they issued declaring this issue being a red herring, meaning that their position and a lot of environmental groups' position with this issue was, you know, it's a big problem, or it's somebody else's problem, or you're just bringing it up because you don't want to help the Chesapeake Bay. I've been working with a group of county governments, Maryland county governments, for over 6 years now, who, when they were confronted with very costly mandates in the name of saving the bay, and Andrew, I'll give you a very good example. There was a time when we were told that the greatest threat to the Chesapeake Bay was septic tanks.
Yeah,
and that we had
to
stop allowing septic tanks, which was brutal economically to rural counties. And these county officials said, wait a minute, there's bigger problems facing the bay, like the Susquehanna River. And this is really the narrative, and this is how it's gotten really twisted. The largest source of pollution to the Chesapeake Bay is the Susquehanna River.
Yes,
what you hear groups say is agriculture is the biggest polluter, or wastewater treatment plants. But when you look at the numbers, the sheer numbers, the largest source of pollution loading to the Chesapeake Bay is the Susquehanna River. And so our group brought attention to the Conowingo Dam. Because when you look at the Conowingo Dam, you necessarily say, well, really, it's about what's happening above the dam that is the problem for the Chesapeake Bay.
Well, so let's talk about this, because as I said early on in the show, in this hour, mm-hmm. I talked about the whole point of a dam is that it's supposed to be able to hold water back, and it's supposed to hold sediment back and prevent, you know, stuff mm-hmm. from spilling out and over. The Conowingo right. Dam has had such massive buildup. Like, someone quoted this to me, and I don't remember the specifics. I'm going to put you on the spot here. And again, our mm-hmm. guest is Chip McCloud. He's an attorney for the Clean Chesapeake Coalition. So the mm-hmm. dam is how tall, but how much sediment has built up behind it so that it's only got, what is it, like 15 feet? It can only hold 15 feet of water behind it? Explain this to me.
Right. Well, let me give you some of the basic facts about the dam, and it's important everybody knows. Well, and the most important is when the dam was constructed back in the 1920s, and I think it was completed in 1928, it was built for the purposes of generating electricity. And in fact, at that time, the country was looking for people. They were incentivizing people to build dams to create electricity. So it is one of the largest hydroelectric dams. In fact, the Conowingo Dam is Maryland's largest renewable energy facility. Okay,
yes.
So there's no other facility that generates more renewable energy. So to their credit, it's a green energy facility. But here's the problem. 90 years ago, nobody thought, what's going to happen when that reservoir above the dam fills in? And so above Conowingo Dam is a 14-mile reservoir. And when the dam was constructed, the face of the dam was probably 125 feet. The average depth of the Conowingo Reservoir now is 10 to 20 feet in different places. Now, it's not flat,
people,
so it's all over.
90%, understand this. Picture this in your mind, guys. So you have a dam that's, you know, over 100 feet tall. Imagine that, you know, about 90 feet of that is dirt behind it that's been filled in. So all of this water, and I don't want to get into specifics about cubic flows per second because that'll just glaze people's eyes over. But the point is, when you get these heavy events, and it's not just that we're getting heavier rainstorms, we could sort of debate whether or not the weather events are getting more severe. But regardless of whether or not they're more severe, the dam is less and less equipped each year to handle those severe weather events, and the bay health suffers as a result, doesn't it?
Yeah, and here's the real issue for Marylanders and taxpayers. We know, most people know about the importance of the Chesapeake Bay, the value of a clean bay, and we have spent literally billions of dollars in the name of saving the Chesapeake Bay, and we should. But here's the problem. Because so much pollution is coming down the Susquehanna, for years, the Conowingo Dam actually served as a trap. So about, like, let's just take the sediment. Let's not even talk about all the other pollutants that come with it. But when the sediment, the dirt was coming down, about two-thirds would settle out into that reservoir. And we would always get the other third. So we've always been getting pollution from the Susquehanna. The problem is now that it's full, one, we're getting all the pollution. None of it's being trapped. So we have that much more pollution loading to deal with. And here's what makes matters worse. Because it's full, when you get a storm event like we've just experienced, you have scouring. And just imagine when they open those floodgates. Here the owners of the dam let that reservoir fill up high and high and high. And then when they open those gates, it's literally like flushing. It's
like flushing a toilet. I mean, it's like flushing
and
a toilet.
It's coming. It's coming into the upper Chesapeake Bay.
And eventually,
every ton of sediment, you get all kinds of nutrients and other contaminants.
Chip, I'm gonna put the link up to the Clean Chesapeake Coalition up on the Andrew Langer Show page on Facebook.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to be talking with one of your colleagues with the Delmarva Fisheries Association, because I want to talk about the impacts of this. We're going to be talking with Captain Rob Newberry. I appreciate it, Chip. Thank you. I'm Andrew Langer, sitting in for Brett Hollander here on WBAL.